Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're currently doing the chapter that what is to be said in the presence of the deceased and what to say to the relatives of the deceased. So today we do a hadith with regards to a person losing his child, his or her child. One of the hardest things for any parent to experience is losing their own child. More difficult than they losing their own health, losing their wealth, and even giving their own lives up is easier than giving up the life of your child. So therefore you find that this qurbani and the sacrifice even of Ibrahim alayhi salam was a very, very high level of sacrifice. That something that is so dear to you, so beloved to you, even more beloved than your own life, if you prepare to sacrifice that for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, that means you prepare to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, what Allah ta'ala has in store for a person whose child happens to pass away. Person that is so beloved, the child that is so beloved to the parent. Sometimes you find a woman that she's giving birth and the child passes away. And she's so affected. And she's so hurt by it, even though she didn't spend any time with that child. But yet it hurts her so much that she's affected by it. She goes into some type of grief. Imagine that child that the mother grew up, or the mother spent time with, and took care of the father also. So what do the parents experience? Only they know what they experience at the time of the loss of a child. But we always look at the positive side. Islam always teaches us the positive side. Look at the positive side. Look what Allah Ta'ala has in store for a person. What Allah Ta'ala will grant a person by taking something that is beloved to a person away, what Allah Ta'ala gives in return to that person. And Abi Musa رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا مات ولد العبد قال الله تعالى لملائكته قبضتم ولد عبدي فيقولون نعم فيقول قبضتم ثمرة فؤادي فيقولون نعم فيقول ماذا قال عبدي فيقولون حمدك واسترجع فيقول الله تعالى ابنوا لعبدي بيتا في الجنة وسموه بيت الحمد رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. We'll do two hadith, we'll translate it and then we'll do a little bit of explanation. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal yaqulullahu ta'ala ma li abdil mu'mini indi jaza'un idha qabattu safiyyahu min ahli al-dunya thumma ihtasabahu illa al-jannah rawahu al-Bukhari. So the first hadith, the translation, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a servant's child passes away, Allah Ta'ala says to his angels, have you taken the child of my servant? Now here we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of everything. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need to ask the angels anything. Allah has full knowledge of every single thing. Ulama explained Allah Ta'ala is building up a case. He's building up a case. The way he's doing it in the form of questioning the malaika to show them, because the time had come that the malaika, they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ataj'alu fiha may yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku dima. Wallah, you're creating in this earth those that will cause mischief on this earth and will spill blood. In other words, such a creation you are creating on earth. And here on the other side, you're getting a person who has lost somebody that is so beloved to them, but yet they are showing so much of sabr. Complete opposite to what the malaika were telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is building up a case here. And also to show for us the importance of what Allah Ta'ala is willing to grant a person who makes sabr upon the loss of a child. So therefore the hadith is saying that when a servant's child passes away, when anyone's child passes away, Allah Ta'ala says to his angel, any Muslim's child passes away, Allah Ta'ala says to his angels, have you taken the child of my servant? They reply, yes. Allah Ta'ala then asks, have you taken the fruit of his heart? Look at the words Allah Ta'ala tells, asks the malaika. Have you taken the fruits, thamarata fu'adi? Have you taken, in Urdu they translate this as kalaji ka tukra, that you have taken some part of his heart away. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala is telling the malaika, have you taken the child of my servant? They replied, yes. He then asked, have you taken the fruit of his heart? They replied, yes. Allah Ta'ala then asked that, what did my servant say? When this happened, he lost his child. What did he say? What words came out of his mouth? So the malaika replied, that he praised you. He praised you. That in other words, alhamdulillah, this is a condition that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't complain about you. He didn't complain about why Allah Ta'ala had done it. He praised Allah Ta'ala, and the next thing he said was, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This part of the hadith ties up with the chapter we are doing, that what should a person say when losing someone. So here, he praises first, and then he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, and to Him is our return. Allah Ta'ala says, that build for my servant a house in Jannah. In other words, a palace. In return for the sabr that he's making, build for him a palace in Jannah, and name this palace of Jannah Baytul Hamd. Baytul Hamd means the house of praise. It's praise, that's not an ordinary palace that Allah Ta'ala has built for him, a house or palace that is praised. So what a beautiful recompense Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving for a person that loses his child. The second hadith, another thing that ulama explain is that when a person praises Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he accepts that Allah Ta'ala has taken away a trust. And Allah Ta'ala in return for this, now he understands that this child Allah had given me was a trust. So the trust has to be returned. So therefore the trust that Allah has given me, I have returned that trust. And then, or the trust had now have been returned. So because a person praised Allah Ta'ala, he's given a befitting recompense, namely a house named after that praise. The second hadith, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah Ta'ala says, that when I take the life of my beloved, my believing servants, when I take the life of my believing servants, beloved in this world, and he is hopeful of the reward thereof, then I will grant him paradise. I will grant him Jannah. So when anything that is beloved to a person, here the hadith that is used, Safiyyahu, I take his beloved, something that is beloved to him in this world. Ulama explained that it could refer to anything that is beloved to a person. So here it is, when I take the life of my believing servants, beloved in this world, and this person now is hopeful that Allah Ta'ala has taken this away from me, Allah will reward me for this. Inshallah, there will be reward. It's difficult moments that I'm going through. That's natural. But there's hope in his heart that Allah will give me a reward for this. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in this hadith, Allah is saying, I will grant that person Jannah. I will grant this person paradise. Under this, ulama explained that if a person's eyesight is gone, a person loses his eyesight. From other hadith also that explanation comes, that a person loses something that is beloved to a person. A person loses his eyesight, and many people later on in their life, they lose their eyesight, but they keep this hadith in mind, that Allah will reward me with Jannah. It makes it very, very easy. Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, in the latter part of his life, he had lost his eyesight. And how he had lost his eyesight was he needed some cataract treatment. He needed cataract treatment, and those days it wasn't so easy like we have it now. The person goes into theater and for a short while, or he goes to the doctor's rooms and for a short while some type of treatment is done and that eyesight is corrected. But that time you had to lie down, so for at least one day you had to lie down. You couldn't move from that lying down position after the treatment was done. So this was told to him, that you'll have to lie down. Hazrat, it's only for one day. You won't be able to make sajda. In other words, you'll have to make sajda by ishara, by sign. So then he said that Allah Ta'ala has got Jannah in return for me. Should I give up that sajda that I make all the time? I'd rather take the Jannah and get my sajda than not taking what Allah has got in store for me and leave out that sajda that I make. That sajda is more beloved than even my eyesight. But this was the high level of iman that they had. That I can't miss out making that sajda on the ground to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Forget lying one day like that and making ishara, sign of sajda. I'd rather not have my eyesight, but I'd rather go down onto the ground. This was their high level of taqwa. It's not for all of us to implement, because there is permission for us to do that. But it shows that high level of connection that they had with Allah Ta'ala. And those moments that they went in sajda also, the hadith that they kept in front of them, that in return for even losing my eyesight, I'll get Jannah. Why should I lose this out? Keeping that in mind, they were prepared for this. But for us, ordinary people, there is that permission where we can go for the treatment. And if a person can't make sajda, then there is allowance. But just to show you that what level of iman that these people had. So we should hear these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 100% true. Person goes through any type of difficulty, any beloved is taken away, we should keep this in mind. Praise Allah Ta'ala, say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hope for reward, and this is what Allah Ta'ala will give him. In the first hadith, person gets a palace in Jannah named Baytul Hamd for his sabr. Second hadith, because of his sabr, Allah took something that was beloved to him away, he made sabr upon it, Allah Ta'ala in return will give him Jannah. What a great recompense for a little bit of sabr in this world. May Allah forgive us all the tawfiq. of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.